This tape is for those who will be leading the study, the godly man. These tapes are offered to give encouragement and challenge to you who want to please God and help others grow up to a fuller maturity in Christ. Jeremiah 23:28 has a word for you. Let my true messengers faithfully proclaim my every word. You are unique to God and to me as a man who is committed to sharing your life with your friends. It is my prayer that the tapes will give you ideas throughout the chapters you study and motivate you to draw from your own experiences to illustrate God's truths. Do take time each day to listen to God. The things He wants you to communicate may come through your failures as well as your successful endeavors. But He does have a word for you to share. Because in Isaiah 50, verse 4, in the Living Bible it says, "The Lord has given me His words of wisdom, so that I may know what I should say to all these weary ones. Morning by morning He wakens me and opens my understanding to His will." No one expects you to be a reservoir of virtue, living a perfect life, but to be yourself, a godly man whom someone has defined merely as one who belongs to God in every way. Accept God's opinion of you from Hebrews 10:14 that you are an all right person forever because of Christ, and accept each one in your group and love them just as they are, okay forever. Get involved with them in praying for them and caring about them. And remember, friend, you have been prayed for. Bring to your group a God confidence and a God fearing responsibleness. All the power of heaven and earth is behind you. As you begin your discussion group, I would encourage you to engage the members in drawing up a group covenant with you. People are loyal to that which extracts the best from them. You may suggest that they decide what standards they want, but you will be the key to the study and seeing that the standards are met. If the group does not include the following, you might ask them to consider these. First, that the supreme authority is to be the Word of God. If there are related passages brought in that are not easily understood, such as portions of Revelation, you would still maintain the rule and suggest that they try to determine why it was included in the Bible. You yourself may not always be able to explain with understanding every passage, but you should be able to suggest the purpose for its having been included in the 66 books. Secondly, the attendance of the discussion group will be priority during its duration. If one cannot be there, someone in the group should be called. Three, assignments should be prepared in advance. A person who does not have his Bible study prepared has nothing to say and should merely attend the session and audit it without participating in the discussion. Fourth, each member should maintain a daily devotional time. Five, no one should share outside the group what has been shared by its members in the group. In other words, we shouldn't gossip about each other. Sixth, each person should pray daily for the others in the group. Seven, the study should be passed on to another, sharing what has been learned. Really, there's been no learning until we can pass it on. Also, as you begin this group, let me challenge you to set the pace in letting God's Word change your own life. One way to accomplish this is through Scripture memory. If you want to wrap God's thoughts around others and deal with every situation as He would, begin to pick key verses from each week's study and memorize them. This is a means by which you can lay up God's Word in your heart, as it says in Psalm 119:9-11, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy Word. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee." Scripture memory will put the Word on your mind. Prayerful thought about the verse will put the Word in your life. Obedience to the verse will put the Word into action. Ultimately, we are dependent on the Lord to change and deepen our lives and the lives of people in our studies. Unless the Lord builds a house, the builder's work is useless, it says in Psalm 127:1 in the Living Bible. So staying in the Word can point us to Jesus. In fact, I would suggest that you read a copy of the Synoptic Gospels to get a thorough look at Jesus. You can't grow a new heart any more than you can grow a new foot, but Jesus can. Where do we start in having our hearts purified? Well, we start like Christ started. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Read and reread the life of Jesus. Then, even though you are focusing on the godly man's study, you will be most aware of the fact of Jesus whose lifestyle was like a 24-hour running Technicolor motion picture saying to the world, this is what God is like. My prayers go with you as you start.